In Testament of Youth, Vera Brittain reflects on what she's just learned about her fiancé's death. Later, night after night at Camberwell, watching the clouds drift slowly across the stars, I dwelt upon these facts until it seemed as though my mind would never contain the anguish that they brought me. Had it been heroism or folly, I asked myself for the thousandth time, which had urged him forth to inspect the wire beneath so bright a moon. In those days, it seemed a matter of life or death to know. All heroism, I argued desperately in my diary, is to a certain extent unnecessary from a purely utilitarian point of view. But heroism means something infinitely greater and finer, even if less practical, than just avoiding blame and doing one's exact stereotype duty and no more. All the same, gazing fixedly out of the ward window at a tall church spire, blackly silhouetted against banks of cloud, pierced by a shaft of brilliant moonshine, I would whisper like a maniac to the sombre, indifferent night, "Oh, my love, so proud, so confident, so contemptuous of humiliation, you who were meant to lead a forlorn hope, to fall in a great fight, just to be shot like a rat in the dark. Why did you go so boldly, so heedlessly into no man's land when you knew that your leave was so near? Dearest, why did you? Why did you?"